Laura asks, how to identify and recognize psychopathic behavior. Here is my response: psychopaths are phony. Their identities are not real, they are narratives that have been invented, not actual identities. Psychopaths are incapable of being sincere. And when it seems that they are being sincere, they are really just stringing another lie. Sincerity is about being true to one's identity, and the psychopath has no real identity. And one can distinguish psychopaths from non-psychopaths in much the same way that one can distinguish people wearing gorilla suits from real gorillas. In each case, there is something off. The imposter has a sewn together, synthetic, vinyl quality to him, the real McCoy is natural. In keeping with this, the psychopath's persona shifts discontinuously. Sometimes he is excessively theatrical and ebullient, with the qualification that is just acting, he is not actually mirthful. Then he abruptly shifts into chillingly cold mode. Sometimes he makes a grand show of caring deeply about your problems. But then he makes an incredibly crass comment without caring about it. Or in an attempt to seem caring and decent, he makes a comment that is artificial and off, he may say, without being ironic, but also not sincerely, that women only get more attractive with age, or that there is only one race, the human race, or some such. The psychopath always has a lot of stories going. He is slick and evasive. He always has an excuse. Nothing is ever his fault. Sometimes he may appear grave and serious. Other times he may appear light-hearted. But behind the mask there is a robot, a machine. It is as though he is a shark that is pretending to be a person. There isn't really a person there. There is a kind of synthetic human instead. The one thing the psychopath does care about is appearance. He cares about how he looks and what others think of him. And the reason he cares about this is that, having as he does no real substance, he does not know the difference between substance and appearance. He thinks that appearance is substance. So for him, there is no difference between looking good and being good, no difference between having merit and merely being believed to have merit.